Listen. But so... Here comes the evidence. The convergence of QR iterations the generic iteration step is simply consists of the computation of the two factors of the QR factorization of A is sub k and the computation of the successive iterate matrix which can be expressed, we have seen this in two ways, as a unitary similar matrix, so with the matrix Q as the transformation matrix, or also as another transformation which is not unitary with the matrix R sub k. Well, for the convergence, the hypotheses are the following. I write, there are several, three or four. The first, the diagonalizability by zero, the matrix formed by the eigenvectors of A will be called X, so you have X. D, as usual, is the matrix, the diagonal matrix with eigenvalues, and the inverse of X. Maybe that we will call the inverse of X as Y. Second point, we want that all the eigenvalues lambda are distinct in modulus. Let me find the right page. So the matrix is invertible matrix A. This is not a serious difficulty, as we will see. Third point, the inverse of the eigenvector matrix Y has to be L U factorizable. This fact must be explicitly requested since we know that not all the matrices, square matrices, admit this factorization. Then, if we are in this case, then
I write now the correct version of the convergence,
even if we will prove the convergence in a simpler case. It can be proved that the limit of this sequence
I will tell you which what is S sub k. What does this mean? Here we have the three sequences which are object of our study: the sequence of the matrices and the sequence, the two sequences of the Q, the various Q R factors. All these three sequences converges, but for the presence of these matrices, which are the matrices S sub K, are suitable phase matrices. The phase matrices, we have met them just during the introduction of the QR factorization. The phase matrices are diagonal and unitary. So in the field of real numbers, they would be diagonal matrices made of 1 or minus 1. Over the complex field, they are diagonal matrices made of complex number with modulus 1. They are present on the left and on the right of all the three sequences. But they are not, they are necessary for the correctness of the convergence. But substantially, they will change, they are not very important. I say this again, if we were over the real field, these matrices would be made of ones or minus ones. So they would change only the sign of the matrices which are in the center of these formulas. Well, we will describe the proof dropping off without considering the proof. Will be done without considering the phase matrices. I have forgotten to say which is T. T is so the matrices S. These matrices and the matrix T is upper
triangle.
So if we
consider this limit, if we drop off the two factors s, we find that substantially, in some sense, that the sequence of the computed methods with this method converges to an upward triangular limit. They are all similar to the original given matrix. So the eigenvalues, of A are in the diagonal of T. The diagonal entries of T are the eigenvalues of all these matrices, and so also of A. Complete proof,
I mean, with these phase matrices, is rather technical. It is
a little bit simpler if we, as I have said, don't consider this complicated presence of phase, complicating presence of phase matrices. This is the idea . The idea of the proof is to find two factorizations of the power a to the k of the given matrix. We know that two different QR, two different factorization QR of same matrix can differ only but for a phase matrix. So equating the two factorization, we will prove the convergence. Let us follow this idea. Firstly, prove that the power of A with exponent k can be written as the product of two matrices which form the first QR factorization, which we call H, index k, and U. How are they defined? The matrix H is the product of all the unitary factors, and the matrix U is the product of all the upper factors in which order? In the reverse order, so we have R, K, K minus 1, and so on. This can be proven by induction over the index over the exponent, the index k. And in order to prove this induction, we need another simple fact. We will be proved by induction too. We need the relation H index k multiplied by k index increased is equal to A, the original matrix, by the same H, H matrix. This relation and this relation. First, the second relation, by the action. So, let us assume that number to the formula for the index equal to 1, we have to prove that H1 A2 A H1, but H1 is Q somewhere. And this is true because this is the definition of A sub 2. A sub 2 is definition, the unitary similarity which links A sub 2 with A sub 1, which is A. We know this. So for K equal to 1, all is right. For K larger than 1, we consider, as usual, assume that this is true up to K minus 1. We write the left side, and split the matrix H as the H with the index, decrease it by the last Q, which is Q. This is the matrices H are accumulated products, so we can write this. Now we have Q K A K plus 1. For the analogous of this similarity relation between K and K plus 1, we can write that this is A. I write again. This is A with a preceding index by the same Q. We are able to use here the induction hypothesis. So we can write, can substitute this product with A by the same matrix H. This is the induction assumption. Since the index is decreased by 1. The last expansion, we write, so A, H, K minus 1 by Q, and for again the matrix H sub K, A by H sub K, which was what we wanted to show. Well, this is true. Let us use this to prove again by the action of K the first with number that formula we were able to. This is simple now. By induction,
A to the 1, this is A, is on the right you have Q sub 1 by R sub 1, which is trivially true. It's the first factorization of the first methods for K we write the second start from the right side, H by U, and as we have done before, we split H sub k as the product of H sub k minus 1 by the last Q, Q sub k, the same on the second factor. We split U sub k as the product of the first or the last, as you prefer, R, U sub k minus 1. The two matrices in the center of the formula form the matrix with index k in the segments. So we find this, you see here, just product, the same kind of product of H by a matrix of the sequence. So using this, we have A multiplied by the same H U. So k minus 1 is left on the right, you have by induction hypothesis that this product makes A to the power k minus 1. At the end, we find A with the right exponent. Well, we are in presence of a QR factorization of this power. Another factorization, QR factorization of that power, can be with some tricks, as you will see now, found starting from the canonical diagonal form of A to K. So, another factorization of the same matrix. As in the power method, we can immediately, by using eigenvalues and eigenvectors of A, the diagonal form of this matrix, which is the same matrix X, the eigenvalue matrix with the same exponent, and the inverse, which has been called Y. Now we try to manipulate these matrices using various hypotheses that we have required for convergence try to find another factorization. So we must put on the left all the Q matrices which we found, and on the right all the upper triangular matrices which we will encounter. The first matrix, X, admits a QR factorization as any matrix does. The last, Y, has assumed to have L U factorization. This is one of the assumptions. Let us let us write the same formula. Let us change the formula, putting here. In this position, see here, the identity matrix factorized as the product of d to the minus k by d to the k. Why this? Because we have here this matrix which must converge as k tends to infinity, must converge to the identity matrix. Why? The matrix which has been circled, that is, the minus is on the right. You can imagine it. L is lower triangular with all lines over the main diagonal. And so d to the k is diagonal, and so it's inverse. So the result is again a lower triangular matrix which will have two entries each of the one on the main diagonal, since we have say di to the k, and here in the same position d sub I to the minus k. So when they multiply each other, you put the minus one on the diagonal, and under the diagonal, in the generic position, the right place, I, row I, column j, you have the original L, entry of L, multiplied by this and divided by this with the index j. I have colored now the entries of D with a small letter D, but we know also that the entries of the matrix D are that values, so we can write also lambda instead of D. And we know that the eigenvalues are ordered in modulus in such a way that if we make k tend to infinity, these fractions, those fractions will convert to zero. So the strictly lower triangular part of L converges to zero. The diagonal is this is not a factor of convergence, is made of all ones, so we can say that, I write this here, this matrix converges to the identity matrix. Let us use this fact if I rub off the hypothesis. If the circled matrix converges to identity, for k sufficiently large, that matrix can be factorized. I write it as, write it again, as the limit plus a matrix which I call E sub k, which will converge to zero, zero matrix. A matrix of this kind, for k sufficiently large, as I was saying, is factorizable, is always factorizable for any k, in the form QR. I call the two factors, let us use the same notation. The first T, the second T, is unitary, and the second is the R matrix, this is the Q factor, this is the R factor, upper triangle. Where, since for continuity, since the limit is E, the I, the identity matrix, the two factors must converge to the QR factors of the identity matrix. So the first, but also the second, will converge when k tends to infinity, both to the identity matrix. Another step. I have forgotten an intermediate step. Before doing this, it is recommended to, we can write this as I to the infinitesimal matrix is recommended to bring in some way, we will see how, this factor to the left. Why? Because it is an R factor, and we want to put all the R factor on the left, on the right. This can be done writing this in this way. If you multiply the second and the third matrix in the first formula and the second and the third matrix in the second formula, you find the same quantity, right? Now we perform, we apply this consideration not on this matrix, but on this matrix. So we write here that P sub k by Q sub k form the QR factorization of this matrix instead of this. I plus this matrix has the same convergence property of this. This matrix converges to I, since this matrix is also the product of these three matrices converges to zero. So we can factorize any of these matrices in this form. So the next step is to use here the QR factorization of this, P sub k, right? P sub k, R, D, K, U. And all is done for now. Why? Since we have a unitary matrix, here another unitary matrix, so the product makes the Q factor of, we have started from, remember that we have started from the power k of A. This is the Q factor of a QR factorization of this, because this is upper triangular. Upper triangular, upper triangular, diagonal, upper triangular. The product of upper triangular matrices is again an upper triangular matrix. Here is the central point of the proof. We have two factorizations. So, if we, as we have said, do not consider the phase matrices, we can write that since is equal to this the first, we made equal the first and the second on this side with the second on that side. The final step. So here we write that, and the final step. We prove that QK converges to I. Why? Since the matrix H with the index K can be split, we have done already this, as the matrix with the index decreased by 1 by the last Q, we obtain that this matrix is writable as the inverse of this by this. All these matrices are invertible since they are unitary matrices. But we know that the matrices H can be written as, so he, as we first write the second Q
phi sub k.
The inverse of this is
phi k minus 1 inverted is unitary phi, so we have the conjugate transpose by QH. Simplify, it is unitary.
But we know, I have rubbed off, that the matrices P
converge to the identity. So this converges to the identity, and this true. So O
converges to the identity. A similar expansion, a similar reasoning can be made for R sub k. We will use U in which way? We have written here that H can be split, also U sub k can be split as the last R by the preceding U. This means that R can be written as U index k, the inverse of u index k minus 1. Let us use for both the u's the formula t sub k r d exponent k u. The preceding matrix u inverted, so we put in front inverse of U D the exponent now is K minus 1 inverted R inverted and T sub K inverted. Something vanishes, that is the two matrices in the middle of the formula. Also these two matrices can be this product made simply I write again T R. The exponent, the right exponent of D is K minus K plus 1. So it's simply T. 1, and now the inverse of R is left, and finally this matrix inverse. What happens when k tends to infinity? This matrix is the T and its inverse converges both to the identity matrix. Because they come from the factorization of a matrix converging to the identity matrix. So the limit is simply R D R minus 1. This is the matrix T of the statement of the theorem. The limit matrix, the upper triangular matrix, the third, the convergence results were free. The third convergence, or the first, I don't remember which was the order, regards the matrix, the genetic matrix, But the genetic matrix
is factorized as Q.
Ah, Q sub K, R sub K. We have just
shown that this converges to the identity and it converges to T. So, also, the matrix A converges to the matrix T.
Now, a few minutes before stopping. Now we are aware of convergence, but it is clear that the assumptions in general can maybe not satisfy. Some of them are also difficult to verify. But as if you remember, as we have seen in case of the power method, also in this case, if we reconsider the assumption, we can One of the assumptions may be the assumption which looks stranger. Y is not LU factorizable. In the practice, this is impossible to verify. I don't know eigenvalues, so I don't know eigenvector. I don't know the inverse of the matrix of the eigenvector, so I cannot know if it is factorizable or not. Well, also in this case, convergence maybe can be proven. Even if it is an unsorted disordered convergence. We have seen in the proof of convergence that the matrix T, the limit, contains the eigenvalues sorted according to the modulus. In this case, this fact, this sorting of the eigenvalues may not happen. It is not assured. If some eigenvalues are equal modulus. Eigenvalues of having the same modulus. Here we distinguish two subcases. Multiple, so eigenvalues with multiplicity larger than one, or not multiple. This is the case of complex conjugate eigenvalues. In the first case, we have again convergence to an upper triangular matrix. In the second case, we have again convergence to an upper block triangular. I mean that the limit matrix T will have some 2 by 2 bulges, sporgenze. some matrices 2 by 2 in correspondence with the 2 by 2 or also with larger sizes in correspondence of the position of the eigenvalues which have the same models. So also in this kind, some kind of convergence occurs. Another assumption that can be released, surprisingly, is the diagonalizability. If A is not diagonalizable, well, also in this case, with using different arguments, convergence can be proven. Convergence occurs. So this is a very robust method. This is the most used and most general method for computing all the eigenvectors. A last remark, the rate of convergence. It is clear, as in the Pavlov method, that the rate of convergence depends on the ratios of the moduli of the eigenvectors. Rate of convergence is the same rate of the convergence to zero of the ratios with or without moduli. It depends on these ratios. Well, now very simple technique in order to accelerate the rate of convergence is to apply the method, let us call it sigma, to the matrix A shifted, A minus sigma I, with the shift sigma, which can be also a complex number. Why? Because the eigenvalues of this new shifted matrix have the form the same as before. This is, J. The new ratios have this form, and if I am able to choose the shift near the smallest eigenvalues, I can make these ratios smaller. These quantities are smaller than the standard, than the case without shift. The choice of the shift requires some must be done carefully. It can be a problem to choose the right shift. The shift can be changed, must be changed at every iteration in order to make the to have a convergence faster. Ok, ci fermiamo qui, diciamo, le idee principali del metodo che è presente in tutti i software, numerici, diciamo, le abbiamo date. Ora, non so se è già arrivato il professor Bifi, noi riprendiamo la seconda settimana
dobbiamo
fare circa ci vedremo sì.